Maturing through persevering. When we admitted we were powerless over our dependencies and our lives had become unmanageable, we were, in a sense, like the man robbed and beaten in the parable of the Good Samaritan. You can read that in Luke chapter 10, verses 25 to 37. The traveller was rendered powerless by robbers, and we were rendered powerless by Satan, whom Jesus said is a thief, who wants to steal, kill, and destroy us. By sending Jesus into the world to die for our sins and resurrecting him from the dead, God has shown that he has all power over sin and Satan, and his will is to restore us to new life. The Bible says, He, God, heals their broken hearts and bandages their wounds. From Psalm 147, verse 3. The man broken and beaten in the parable that Jesus told was rendered powerless. He was even unaware that someone came along and did what was required to restore him to health. Some of us never knew about Jesus who came into the world to take our sin and brokenness upon himself. Jesus died in our place so we could be born again to a new life. Jesus did this so we could grow and mature as blessed children of our Heavenly Father and live in his favour forever. In the Bible it says, But he was being punished for what we did. He was crushed because of our guilt. He took the punishment we deserved, and this brought us peace. We were healed because of his pain. From Isaiah chapter 53, verse 5. We may not understand God's ways at first, for they are different from the ways of the world. Through prayer and meditation, we need to persevere and bring our actions into line with what God says. We need a power greater than ourselves to help us stay the course, and the Holy Spirit is that power. He will help us mature and lead us into all truth. Jesus said, from the Bible, Let me assure you, it is better for you that I go away. I say this because when I go away, I will send the Helper to you. But when the Spirit of truth comes, he will lead you into all truth. From John chapter 16, verses 7a and 13a. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for sending Jesus into the world to save powerless people like me. I invite the Holy Spirit to help me come to the knowledge of all truth. Amen.